The playoffs are just around the corner, and it is time to oil up. Nation Gear is ready to gear you up for Edmonton's upcoming playoff run. Rep your favorite team as they battle for the cup this spring and shop the exclusive Oil Up playoff merch and more at nationgear.ca.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Why are the playoffs better at Boston Pizza? Because we've optimized our sports bar experience by studying in-depth analytics, starting with our new BP Winged Ribs, currently leading all apps in wings above replacement, and deep-fried pickle wedges, an early favorite for the unanimous number one overall pickle. And, of course, the advanced stats darling and leader in pints per game, the new Beer Mosa. Catch the playoffs at Boston Pizza, powered by Fanalytics.
Cold open real life episode 476. I just went right into it. You guys are chilling.
Jay's testing my microphone.
Yep. Jay's laying in bed, bag milks, hammering out content on a little ottoman like thing in our hotel room. We are in Las Vegas for our friends at AMA Travel, amatravel.ca, hashtag explore with AMA Travel. You may have seen us using that hashtag quite a little bit yesterday as we adventured our way around Sin City.
Sin City.
I wasn't ready for this to start, by the way. I don't even have the back end open to start writing. I don't, you didn't give us any warning.
Yeah, no. You guys went to the cantina while I was executing my live show, and I want to go hit the strip myself.
You murdered your live show?
Executed.
What did it do to
publicly?
You? Okay. Was it gang style?
How was the cantina?
Well, amazing. Well, we found out that you're going to get married in there.
You can do that.
They have the upstairs. We're going to go check out the upstairs next time we're there. But you can rent out the cantina for a wedding, which if I ever get married, that would be my dream venue.
Split the cost. We'll do a joint wedding.
There you go.
Oh, man. Like
taco catering? Come on.
Buddy, your late night snack is Taco Bell? Your main course is Taco Bell?
Everybody's having a good time.
Mm.
No one loses.
No one's popping bubbly. You're popping a thing of Baja Blast.
You get the DJ
Blast.
Going upstairs. You have the dance going.
Yeah, actually, D-Floor is right there.
They've got those frozen margs in this one?
Yeah.
Oh, buddy.
That'd be good living. It has been good living out here. Again, shout out to AMA Travel for making this all possible.
Yeah, big thing.
It's out of AMA's control.
The thing.
Fucking Gary in the NHL?
No.
Well, no. Just last night.
Oh, the Oilers losing. I thought you were going to say the schedule change for game two.
No, thankfully, AMA Travel sorted this out.
Yeah, they did really well for us.
But yeah, the Oilers drop game one of the series in a very annoying way.
They couldn't make 6 feet passes. They weren't sharp. Their defensive game was sloppy. Leon Draisaitl's the only one that can score, apparently.
I went on a bit of an unprompted, or I didn't think I was going to go on this rant, but we were talking on the show. I was like, do you play McDavid and Draisaitl together or separate? And I just kind of said, I was like, enough. It doesn't matter, because if Nuge and Hyman and Kane and those guys don't start pulling their weight, it don't matter. You can play McDavid and Draisaitl together, separate, who cares? But if other players don't start actually making an impact, it's a moot point.
Agreed. But last night was, we just did not show up, and somehow we still stayed in the game. Our power play, except for those 2 seconds of brilliance in both of them, we were so bad. We couldn't do anything.
Yep.
We couldn't make passes. Vinny had a rough game. Skinner, that second goal, he could have, he makes that save, that could have changed maybe the trajectory of that game.
But then there's just other things. You can't give up a goal immediately after you score.
They did that twice.
Yeah.
I threw my hat. I'm a hat thrower. By the way, terrible hat toss.
Oh,
again.
My. You weren't even in the. Like, the ice was to the left of us. Terrible. And Bag Milk threw it directly right.
Yeah.
Because I was looking at you, though, to be fair, when I threw it.
Yeah, because I was trying to pull up my phone to get a video of you chucking it, and you didn't wait. Like, Drysdale scores, and it is gone into a section to our immediate right.
It's all muscle memory. It just kicks in, and boom.
Sometimes it's just got to go. I thought I was going to get it back for a second.
Yeah, because some guy picked it up and looked at you and, like, waved it, and then got up to start walking, and I was like, oh, shit, you can, like, go downstairs, probably meet up with this dude.
Nah.
No. He ended up throwing it.
But then I only got to enjoy the hat toss for literally 15 seconds. And then it was
just gave it right back. Like we just kept giving ourselves a chance and then just blowing it up seconds after. That was just a very frustrating game to watch as an Oilers fan.
But like, just like in LA, they did follow it up by giving us a real exciting game in game two. So I'm optimistic.
Well, no, of course I'm optimistic. Like we played terrible and we were still somehow in that game. Like that's the positive. Yeah. So like figure out our shit and let's then destroy the Golden Knights. Because if we're playing like we can, not even 100%, if we play 80% to our potential, last night was like 40%.
I said on the show, on the live show, if the Oilers would have had their B game for more than 20 minutes, they would have won that game.
Yeah, because that's what I was going to say. Like when they cranked it up in the third period, like with what, 15, 12 minutes to go?
Yeah.
It was a very lopsided hockey game.
Yeah.
It drives me nuts. Like, that they just like turn it on like that. Like, why didn't you turn it on to start? Like, obviously, Captain Obvious.
Yeah.
Why didn't you? But like, it's so weird how that can happen.
They it can really
just
is
be
wild.
Shit, and if all of a sudden be like, you know what? We're gonna be really good now for the next 5 minutes. Like, okay.
But the mistakes though.
Yeah.
The mistakes are just
he can't play game two. Vinny. Like they can't even go 11-7. They got to go 12-6.
I love Vinny, but Vinny, man, it's now becoming a trend for him to make a very big blunder and give the other team a goal. Did it in game six?
He played 8 minutes last game and was on the ice for 3 goals against. He did a reverse Klim Kostin.
Yeah, it's just.
That's you gotta,
I like the big man. I want to cheer for him, but the stage just seems a little bit too big.
For me, the defining play was on that PK. They win the draw.
You were so upset.
And you have the whole ice in front of you.
Rifled
it into the King's bench. But, like, it's hilarious to look back and be like, how did you do that? But then also, like, it shows that that is a guy whose confidence is just buckled. He's got none right now. He's got no juice.
With the puck on his stick, it is a live grenade.
Yeah. Hey, Jay, is that my Gatorade next to you? Is that yours? I think it's mine. Color. You want to throw it over here? I could use that. You guys will enjoy this. So pre-show, chatting with producer Aaron.
Oh, and for a toss.
Liam. It had like a knuckleball effect to it. chatting with producer Aaron and Liam, and they were like, oh, how'd your night go? And I was like, all right, guys, guess what time we went to bed? And Liam was like, I'll go 4. And Aaron's like, yeah, I'm going to say 3:30. Tried to price his right him. Yeah, we were in bed by 11:30 last night.
Oh, yeah.
It was great.
It was the way Vegas should be done.
Because you know what? I woke up fresh as a daisy, bunch of money in my pocket.
Yeah. You guys went upstairs because Jay thought he lost some money, just like it fell out of his pocket. Yeah. So after the game, we got back to our hotel.
But like, back up. Because he thought he lost some money. But you and I were both like, no, there's no way. Because we were walking kind of behind him in like a row. We would have noticed.
Yeah.
But for hours, you were worried about it. And I understand. So, like it was,
yeah.
You don't want to lose your,
I was concerned.
You don't want to lose your cash in Vegas.
It was my seed money. And I thought I had it all with me and pulled it out and dropped it somewhere. But I had it stuffed in my passport for some reason.
So let me get back to the hotel.
And you guys wanted to run upstairs quickly to check if Jay indeed had his cash. And I was like, you guys go up. I'm going to play some table games. I lost a few hundred dollars in 12 minutes.
By the time we came back downstairs, all I did was I took off my jersey. I kind of like put some water on my face. Jade did the same thing. Went downstairs and you were like, I'm in the hole.
Yeah.
All I had left was $50 from the cash I brought. And then I went and I was like, all right, I'm going to go join up and play some craps with you boys. And that craps table was hot.
That was one of the biggest heaters I've ever experienced.
I can't even explain how hot. To put it, we played for, what, an hour?
Yeah.
and we were with one shooter. We only went with what that guy threw for an hour. It was something.
I've never seen anything like that.
That is insane.
Because when we were here on the Nation vacation in January, I had a couple of really good runs, but nothing like what we saw last night.
Anytime we saw, and Rick and I on the Nation vacation were on a craps heater. We hit three tables and we smoked them out of the park all three times.
Yep.
But even we would go through like 8, 10 shooters during that and still doing good, riding the roller coaster. This was just this was the nicest guy I've ever met in my life.
He came up to a $15 craps table with $15.
Yeah. And he bet and was told, where do I play? And then the dice went to him and he's like, I just want everyone to win. I just want everyone to win. He made so many people
a lot of money.
And there were some people betting some weird things and hitting. One of them gave him $100.
Yeah. So not only did this guy win over $100 on his own, the guy next to him was so thrilled because that guy was up probably a couple G's at that point.
I gave him $15.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, damn. I didn't even know that.
I wanted to give him a hug.
Yeah.
Because he was so nice.
Yeah, he was great.
People hit big and everyone's cheering him and he up to him and they're hugging him. I'm like, oh my God, it was good vibes. And that's why to me, craps is the best game to play. Every game in the casino is designed to lose.
Yeah.
Craps, I think, has one of the better odds, but it's still designed for you to lose. But it's a team game and everyone's cheering for the same thing.
Everybody's in it together.
It's a community. It's a community game, and I think that's why I love it the most, because you're playing for each other, and when you had a moment like that was wild.
That was so much fun.
We're playing $15 craps and did pretty damn good.
It was great. It was funny too when Tyler came up. He's like, "All right, I'm coming in." Puts his money down. He's just like, "What do I do?" So we're just kind of we play a basic game of craps, and I.
Yeah.
Down the table, they were getting into the weeds, and I was trying to figure it out. I could not figure it out. I'm not fighting above my weight class here. You, though, you're like, okay, I'm going to put it on the pass line. Okay, start there. And then maybe a 6 and an 8. Maybe the field. And then as your chips started stacking, you're going, I don't really know what's going on here, but I am into it.
And then I started to understand it a little bit. And there's a couple of times where, rolled 2s, rolled 12s. And, there was the one, they rolled a 12. And I heavily invested in
you
it,
did,
too.
Yeah.
I, doubled or tripled down my bet for that one. Because...
Yep.
I was chasing a loss, and it worked. Chasing losses usually doesn't. You think I'd know better? I don't.
Yeah.
The other thing that actually saved us last night, too, is on top of just betting on the Oilers to win, we all took Oilers over 3.5 goals.
Yeah.
Shout out to Leon Draisaitl for doing it single-handedly.
Yep. That set the table for the craps.
That was the seed money.
Yep. That's what we needed. Also, going back to the game for a second, can I quickly say how much cooler Vegas fans are than Kings fans?
Oh, good Lord. I had one guy come up to me and said, fuck you. And even after he said that, the people behind us were like, hey, yo, that's not cool. And I was like, yeah, that was weird. But they were so pleasant.
So nice.
Yeah, they were so nice and kind of supportive of us. It was really weird.
They were like, so many people, oh man, this can be a great series. We love watching McDavid. This can be a lot of fun. I was pissing, and one guy came up and was like, I love your jersey. It was an older guy, in his 60s. And then we were 6 urinals apart, and we just had a full-on conversation about how great the Nuge is. And he was like, oh man, I love the way he's stuck with you guys. I think it's such a cool story. Everyone's always wearing McDavid Drysdale jerseys. I love that you support a guy like that. And I was like, oh my God, what is going on right now?
Also, drink rails. In the bathroom.
Oh, God.
Oh, thank God. It's LA. Oh, world famous Staples Center, whatever the hell they call it now. No dividers and no place to put your beers when you piss. I don't like either of those.
So weird.
And then they even had the little beer holders by the sink, which is something Rogers doesn't even have.
Yep.
It's a good arena, T-Mobile Arena.
It's a fine arena.
In playoffs, you can get a beer and take a leak and be in your seat before puck drop.
Yeah, we did the beer leak seat thing, and it timed out perfectly. Also, coincidence, we go sit down in our seats, BM and I both rocking Nuge jerseys. The people sitting in the two seats right next to us also both rocking Nuge jerseys. We were a row of 4 straight Nuge jerseys in Vegas. We didn't know these guys. Good dudes, though.
Well, actually, we got lucky with our section. Our section was 50% Oilers fans. It was great.
It was sweet. And we're only a section over in the next game, so hopefully it's the same thing.
Also, the at T-Mobile Arena, normally we go to Beer House or something before the game, but we kind of cruise past it. Outside of T-Mobile Arena, they've kind of got a pregame spot set up. Vibes were great in there.
Yeah.
They had a DJ going. There's some food trucks. There's spots to buy drinks.
We got on Sportsnet.
We got on Sportsnet.
Both double-fisting tall boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked seeing you guys on Sportsnet. That was very funny. And the pictures that were coming in on social of you guys both having double fists in it's great. I love it.
Yeah. Hey, playoffs, baby.
I loved it. Weather's weird here, though, in Vegas. If you're listening to this right now and you're like, oh, guys are in Vegas, probably super hot. No, no. It's way warmer in Edmonton than it is here.
You went and took some calls in the parking lot, Jay,
and
came upstairs and bitched about how cold you were for like an hour.
I took like a 15-minute hot shower. I was so cold.
Yeah. But it's true, like you said, when you're in the sun, it's like you bake.
Yep.
But as soon as that wind picks up and you're behind a building, it's like chilly.
Or the sun, it's like partially cloudy, right? There's a lot of clouds up in the sky. So like when the sun goes behind it, yeah, it gets kind of chilly. But we might still attempt the pool just because we're
I have to.
Well, here's the thing. And like everyone's going to be like, oh, yeah, this is a real tough problem, guys. But like we're in Vegas for what, you know, equates to in like dog years, like a year.
5 days.
Right? It's long. And, you know, you normally come to Vegas to, like, celebrate something or, you know, like a friend's trip or a wedding or a stay. Yeah. So, like, you come and you're like, we're going three nights hard, blah, 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 blah. Like we have to, like, believe it or not, we actually have to work.
Yeah.
And
I haven't left the hotel room.
And, like, we also have, like, this playoff run that we're on. We have to go back home and do this, you know. So, like, it's not like, yeah, we're going every night flooring it. Like, normally I would already be, like, 8 beers deep right now. And
you're zero.
I am zero. I've had a cappuccino.
Yep.
I've had an Americano.
Have you had
a bottle of water and a fruit cup and 2 tacos from Taco Bell Cantina.
Yeah, I had a nice little iced coffee. Walked with that on the way to Taco Bell Cantina. Had my 2 tacos. So I got a bottle of water. Had a Gatorade last night.
Yeah, the Gatorade was there's a Baja Fresh in our hotel lobby. That place, if they had a rewards card system, we'd be racking it up.
You know what? Like, granted, if the Oilers won last night, probably would have partied hard because I would have been so happy. And so they didn't. So we went back to the casino. But like, going to bed at 11:30 with a burrito. That's sometimes like the best thing. Like that's life. That's living.
Yeah. It was a good call. Watch some Family Feud.
Well, you did not.
I think you saw the opening credits. Immediately asleep.
I would have lasted 2 seconds. I'm sure
it was, cause we, at first there was 2 seconds where we're kind of like chipping in with answers and then it was just me.
Yeah. I don't last long, especially after I've eaten a burrito.
You were doing a funny thing with your hand at one point while you were sleeping. I got woken up at 6:30 by a phone with a phone call that I had to take. And I came back to bed and I looked at BM. I'm like, okay, he's still asleep. And I looked at you, Jay, and your hand was just doing like this twirling motion while you were sleeping. You're just sitting there. And I was like, is he up and like stretching? And I was like, no, he's like out. And you were just like doing this thing. I don't know.
I am a weird drunk sleeper. Did I talk at all last night?
Didn't hear you talk. No.
You guys must be passed out. I'm sure I am.
I love that.
If I do, and you wake up, please record.
Yeah, I will. But I've been waiting. I've roomed with you a handful of times now. I've never once heard you, but I think it's just because I'm half dead when I fall asleep, pass out.
I'm surprised I haven't got out of bed and just berated you guys with gibberish.
One thing that we always get asked when we come on these trips is, I saw this on Twitter last night. How much were beers at the game, Tyler?
$20 US.
Were they?
Yeah.
So they had the 24 ounces of beer or Bud Light Seltzer were $18.99 US, sorry. Or they had the little ones, right? They had neutrals and normal sized cans. Normal sized cans, more expensive than the big boys because they're a premium product. Very confusing. Anyways, we each bought a round of drinks and we will never financially recover.
No.
Craps, baby.
Unless the craps pays us back.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because you guys are in big profit land right now.
Well, I don't want to jinx it, but it's been wild.
I feel fortunate, but I also feel like there's going to be...
It's coming.
The clock's ticking, yeah.
I also, another thing that I love on this trip so far is how much you've complained, Tyler, about Jay and I making you walk upstairs everywhere.
My legs are sore.
My hip is sore, but we're still doing it. We're grinding.
Yeah, I know.
Stair Club.
Yeah, it's Stair Boys. Got to give some love to our friends at South Island. Pie Co. Jamie, our pal. I'm sure he was not happy after that loss last night.
No way.
But no matter how you feel after a game, there's always a reason to have a South Island pie from South Island Pie Co. You can use the promo code NATION20. Get yourself 20% off at their store or online, South Island Pie Co. And they had a good party at Greta last night back in Edmonton as well. That's always a thing. When we're out here and then we see like all the staff having fun at the watch parties, I'm always like, oh man,
they're having a good time. I get FOMO.
It's like, weird because they would all probably love to be in.
It's, yeah.
Right?
It's,
but then we're sitting here and we're like, oh, I want to party in Edmonton.
I wish I was at Edmonton for the next 2 days.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah, I can come back.
So long here in Vegas.
Like, I want to shout out my girlfriend, Eva.
All our girlfriends, really.
Yeah, actually, all
well, our well, you have a child, though.
Just being very understanding and supportive during this time. I'm not asking for sympathy. I'm just saying, like, thank you for letting
the universe know.
Yes, thank you for
Amber gets her nightly drunk call from us.
That is one of my favorite routines on our trips is when we FaceTime your missus.
I can't go to sleep until I talk to Amber.
Like, so it is actually, if people are like, fuck, stop annoying her. She texts me and says, like, when you're safe in your hotel room, please, like, text me or call me.
We should record the calls because they're...
Well, I remember the last time we did that.
Yeah, those would go with the lost tapes for sure.
That goes with a red wine video. I'm just scared if we record our call with Amber, Tyler's going to go outside the door and vomit again instead of going to the bathroom.
It'll induce... Can you imagine? She just jumps out the window to vomit. Yeah.
But we always do a nightly recap with her, so she feels like she's included
on
the trip.
So the backdrop, so BM sitting in front of the window, and behind us is New York, New York. And BM and I are just staring at that roller coaster.
I think it's got to happen.
I'll do it too.
All right. We're going to, so we'll do it. Like we can
now
do
that
it
we
tonight,
can pre-book
or we can do it tomorrow.
Oh, also I looked at the weather, BM. I think tomorrow might be our pool day.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be windy tomorrow.
Okay.
What's the temperature?
Highs of 22 and sunny. Well, today's highs of 20.
What? No, it's like 24, 25, isn't it?
Right now, it is 19 and windy, and the highest it is going to get today is this, 19 and windy. Tomorrow, about noon,
it was like 37 degrees last week here.
Really?
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm glad we missed that.
Well, yeah, you actually look ahead. Next week is high 20s and mid 30s.
Yeah, I'm not sad we missed that.
You don't want that.
No. You're just a bucket.
Yeah, you don't want that. I've been here when it's like 45, 40 degrees.
Oh, that's dreadful.
Like, you have to stop every 50 meters to crush a water and then a
beer. or just the casino air conditioning just lures you back into the tables.
Vegas turns up the sun so people go play the tables more.
Yeah, nobody talks about that.
Yeah, what was that?
That Vegas controls the weather.
By the way, did you see the clip of Yanmark,
dude? Like, I mean, I know we saw it live,
but we kind of missed it.
We could, like, he was, because where we were sitting, the boards were hiding
it. Yeah, but like we saw him try to get up
And
the wobble, but there's no way he's playing game two.
Oh, no way.
Fuck that.
That's just such bad luck.
He like slew footed himself.
Also, no one said anything about Derek Ryan. He's just banged up.
Yeah, what is
it? Didn't they scratch him for Yanmark? So they can go 11-7?
But he didn't take warm-ups. If there was a healthy scratch, he would have taken warm-ups.
Yeah, Devin Shore was out there.
And I don't think they said healthy scratch. No one said anything. But so ahead of next game, you know, there's chatter. Maybe you take out Vinny Desharnais and play 6D with Philip Broberg.
Maybe.
But if Yanmark's out and Derek Ryan's not healthy.
Dylan Holloway.
Well, you're playing Holloway and Shore if you're going 12-6. Do you play Holloway over Shore?
Oh, my God. They're going to play Vinny again.
I think they're going to play Vinny again.
So what's the play there?
Play him only on the PK.
But even so, Wood guy dug into it and his PK numbers aren't great.
Darn. Here's a stat for you.
Dang.
Let's dig into the numbers brought to you by our friends at Boston Pizza and their Fanalytics inspired menu. Stuart Skinner save percentage. With Vinny on the ice, 750. With Vinny off the ice, 918. Now, I feel like that's probably, you know, a little bit unfair to some extent, but like... It's probably,
there's some truth in that.
There's truth in that.
Because like the problem with Vinny is like, and I don't want to, I hate piling on one person for a loss because the Oilers as a whole were pretty terrible last night outside of obviously Leon Draisaitl was just magic. But the mistakes that he's making are giving up grade A opportunities.
Yeah.
And they're ending up in the back of the net.
Yep.
Oilers scored that big power play goal. Our little mini Oilers section, we're fired up. We are buzzing. And then it was like Jay said on BLTN or Oilers Nation every day before the game. It's just puck on the stick, simple play and out.
Yeah. He's trying to go through a guy on that one.
Yeah. Can't do it, Vinny. A couple other numbers. Power play for the Oilers, 2-for-3. Very good. Power play for the Golden Knights, 2-for-4. Not good for the Oilers.
No. Yeah, they got to tighten up on the PK. Like,
Got a tweet in that.
But three goals against in 8 minutes is what you said, right?
Yeah. Vinny was on the ice for 8.5 minutes at all strength. It was 6 minutes at 5-on-5, and two of the goals came at 5-on-5. So not great is my point.
Changing gears, though, like, I don't want to just pile on Vinny.
I know.
Nugent Hopkins needs to be better. Hyman needs to be better.
Skinner could give him an A-plus game. He was good in game six. Better. We should give him that, but the gaff kind of overshadowed it. But, like, they have a lot of guys that
they've got a lot of guys that need to step up here because we're in the second round of the playoffs. Vegas is going to, they're going to come at you in waves. They're forechecking hard. They're not doing anything passive like LA is.
Like, how many shots did we get last night? Not many.
Yeah, we got outshot 27-21 at 5-on-5.
So, yeah, and but, like, okay, so we got a bunch, like, closer to the end of the game when we kind of turned it on there.
Yeah.
But before that, we were not, like, we didn't put many shots on.
No, there was, like, remember there was, like, three in the first period or something.
Yeah, I'll give you the 5-on-5 numbers here.
It was 34-27 overall.
At 5-on-5, the first period, we had 7. The second period, we had, that's shot attempts. Oh, my God. First period.
7 shot attempts?
No, sorry. 7 shots. We had 7 shots and 4 shots in the second at 5-on-5.
Like, that's awful.
Yeah,
that's
4 shots.
And, like, the thing, too, is LB wasn't, like, it's not like Brassois dialed in.
No.
They need
no.
to throw more pucks on him.
Yes.
That Drysdale goal off his
ridiculous.
Helmet.
Oh, my God.
Nasty.
I was, man.
We had a great view of that.
Because we were basically sitting second deck, but, like, right up from that goal line.
Yeah.
So, like the reverse angle, side. Like
we saw the whole thing. Like, you could tell that he was going to do that.
Yeah. That was sick. So, for Betway, next game, I went very heavy on a Nuge goal last game. Yikes.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
I was in on a Nuge goal, too, but, like,
I invested it heavily. That's okay. Next game, Oilers over 3.5 goals again. I'm on it. And I think it's a puck line game. Or is that too aggressive? Or should we just go money line? We'll see what Betway offers.
You know what I'm going to do? I think it's probably money line because I don't want to get greedy in, like, must-win situations.
Yeah.
And I think the total goals.
Yeah, the total goals is
a
play.
It was plus, right? So that was nice and juicy. Like, I also had Bouchard 2 points last night. Thank you very much.
Well, that's nice. I think I'm going to go back to over 5.5 and know where there's money line.
You could probably go 6.5.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
Well, I hope we shut them out. Like, oh, man.
I know. It's going to be a high-scoring series.
So many breakdowns. Oh, my God.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, there was that one, I don't remember which goal it was specifically, where Darryl flew over by, he was by Kulak or CeCe or whoever he was paired with at that given moment and just left a wide-open lane. Yes, we would have liked Stu to stop it.
Yeah.
But that is
like, Dreisaitl should have back-checked harder. It's like, no, man, Darnell Nurse should not make that play.
He had a clear lane to the net.
Yeah, can't do that. It's the playoffs, man.
You got to make life difficult. And the Oilers just made life way too easy for Vegas last night.
I was sitting there on Owen Every Day yesterday praising, you know, them going, doing the beach time, regenerating this and that. But, like, they were still in fucking beach mode there.
Yeah, they were absolutely in beach mode.
They were mentally not there.
We need them to be in beast mode. That's what we need.
Yeah, beast mode. Yeah, I want to see beast mode.
We got a comment in the chat on the live show that was like, hey, like, positive. All these guys, right? Skinner hasn't played A+. Nuge, bad. Hyman and Kane, wildly inconsistent. Kane can stick handle last game.
Struggled to stick on the last night.
All these things not going their way. They basically lost by one. Get a couple more of these things to break your way next game. You don't lose.
Well, that's the thing where, like, there, I was cruising around Twitter this morning, and there's a lot of Oilers fans that are pretty upset, and I understand because they didn't play very well. But again, not counting the empty net, that's a one goal game, and the Oilers played like trash.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't like.
It felt like game one against LA.
That's the thing. We will be better. Now, the other thing is, like, Vegas necessarily didn't play that great either, but they were, you know, they won the effort battle for sure. So, you know, got to be cautious of that. But, like, just start. It's frustrating in the playoffs to come and just not show up like that.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, it's just, like, I'm disappointed. So, you know, I expect a totally different performance on Tuesday because, like, this isn't the team. This isn't us against Colorado last year.
No.
Right? Where we're trying our dicks off and we're just totally outgunned.
I think the Oilers need to simplify. They need to dumb it down. They were looking for passes through the like Vegas did a good job of clogging up the defensive zone.
Yeah.
Their own defensive zone, I should say. The Oilers need to be simple. They need to create some of their own chaos, their own luck, throw some pucks on net, drive to the net. Like Zach Hyman, that's where you eat. Yeah, and he wasn't there last night.
I know. I don't. Like, I wonder if he's banged up or something like
that. I hate doing that.
I know, but like, the only reason you do it because like if you're hurt, you go into that like that's a pain area, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. We just gotta have our Wheaties, wake the hell up, and be way better. Like we're not asking the Oilers to be something they're not. Like to find, if they can just find that other gear, it's just like, dude, just put it in fucking gear.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of, and like six foot passes, they couldn't connect.
But a bunch of weird passes. Remember that one where like Leon entered the zone and just threw it to an empty area? Like,
yeah, rifled it.
There was the play where Vegas turned it over to Nurse and he just tapped it right back to them.
Yeah.
Like, huh? What are you doing, man?
It was very weird. The puck was a hot potato, and we weren't looking where we were trying to put it.
Nope.
Simplify. Dumb it down. When they play that way, a simple north-south, obviously there's some skill in there. They always have plenty of skill. But when they play north-south simple, that's when they're at their best. And last night I thought they were trying to force too much, and they got burned for it.
Yep.
They... first regulation loss for the Oilers in over 20 games. Like 23 games.
That's wild.
They'll bounce back.
That's wild.
They'll bounce back.
We're going to get a better effort out of them in game two. I'd be stunned if otherwise.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do like a half pod today. We're going to wrap this up right away. It's just the three of us. But we're going to do a bonus episode Saturday. And we'll recap some more of our fantastic AMA travel adventures as we roll through this trip. So the plan for the rest of the day here, I want to go outside for the first time. I would like that. We're going to do Knights of the Round Table tonight at 9:30.
We're doing medieval times.
Medieval times.
I'm so excited about this.
Tournament of Kings.
I am so excited about this.
Eat, drink, and be rowdy, it says.
Liam says we need to send him a lot of pictures. He said last time he went, big beer, chicken, and then just a baked potato, no fixins, and they don't.
It's like mid. And I think you eat with your hands.
Yeah, they don't give you like cutlery.
I'm so excited.
Like, yeah.
This is gonna bring out the caveman in me, and I'm just so pumped on it.
Yeah,
I've been wanting to do one of these my entire life.
Me too. When I was like, I'm gonna say probably 18 or whenever the Knight's Tale came out, that movie with what's his face,
Heath Ledger.
I loved that movie. I loved it. So now I get to see kind of like a version of that. It's gonna be great. I'm super pumped.
And then we got a weird gap here in the middle of the day to get more stuff done. And then tomorrow, we don't have plans actually for Friday, hey?
Not yet.
We're working on it. We got someone joining us from out of town. Hang out. We're going to be a quattro tomorrow.
Do I know them?
Sean Tully from HGA.
Oh, yeah. I know Sean.
Yep.
I think I've met him.
Yep.
Sweet. So we'll be.
We've already planned to, by the way, after the Oilers win on Saturday, Tyler. You know we're going to Fremont.
Oh, baby.
Are we?
Oh,
you know we're going to Fremont.
That's the only time I will even make it to midnight or past midnight is if Oilers have to win and we go to Fremont because that is
earned, not given.
Energy.
It's like that.
You have
like
to earn Fremont. The Oilers should come too.
That's what they need.
Is my mic working? Because I've been fiddle-faddling with it.
Well, there was a point where you were just super quiet because you were just laying down laying on the bed away from you.
Oh, did you have to make an adjustment?
I adjusted a little bit.
But is my mic working now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Good. That's good.
Okay. Shout out to Oodle Noodle, by the way. You got to give them some love, too, if you're
go
back.
Go get your stickers in the Edmonton locations.
Stickers and, come to us for game day.
We'll pre-game meal.
We got you.
I recommend building a fort out of spring rolls, Tyler, and eating your way out.
Yeah. And Saturday, again, watch party down at Greta. You know it's going to fill up, so get there early. Aaron on the mic. They gave away a signed Draisaitl jersey last game.
That's cool.
Unreal. Tons of great prizes.
Brought to you by Oodle Noodle.
Brought to you by Oodle Noodle. There you go. Tying everything together.
GretaBar.com/book.
Yep. And there you go, guys. That's going to be a wrap. A little mini episode of the Real Life Podcast from the road, brought to you by AMA Travel. We will be back on Saturday. And in the meantime, two more live shows and Oilers Nation Radio. So live show Friday, ONR Friday, Saturday live show, Saturday Real Life. And lots of content.
Don't be stressed out, folks. We had an off night.
Well, you know what?
Saturday will dictate that. But right now, mindset is we are going to be the Edmonton Oilers on Saturday. So don't worry about it. And then we'll see how we feel on Sunday.
Mindset's still good.
Oilers in five. Let's go. Chat with everyone later.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.